Sports Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer. Brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote. Now live from Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park, here's your host, Mike Snyder.
And good evening to you, and welcome to Panini's in West Park here in the heart of Cam's Corners. Bob France in for Mike Snyder tonight on Browns Prime Time as we get you up to date on Cleveland Browns football in the wake of a very, very disappointing loss, a second consecutive, well, rather embarrassing loss for the Browns to a second straight team with two wins going into the football game. The Browns fell yesterday to the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jungle, a week after falling to the Buffalo Bills, and this, of course, came after a stretch of very, very good play and a couple of wins in a row against the Panthers and the Miami Dolphins. We have got Browns primetime for you. Coming up, we are going to hear highlights from yesterday's game. We will hear from head coach Eric Mangini, who spoke with the media today about yesterday's loss and about the state of the team. And more importantly, sitting right next to me is Cleveland Browns second-year center Alex Mack. Alex Mack here at Panini's, Cam's Corners in West Park. He's signing autographs for young fans. He will be, that's right, here for Alex Mack. Let's make some noise. He's signing autographs for young Browns fans and will be for the next 45 minutes or so. If you are in the area, come on out here and join us at Panini's. Meet Alex Mack, get something signed, and listen as we talk Cleveland Browns football. Two games to go in the Cleveland Browns 2010 season, and we will get to the heart of all of it coming right back with you. Panini's, Cam's Corner, and West Park is where we are. You're listening to Browns Primetime, presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Browns fans, it's the Browns Holiday Pack. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, and four Pepsis starting at $119. Browns Holiday Packs are available for the upcoming divisional battle versus the Baltimore Ravens on December 26th at 1 p.m. Get your Browns Holiday Pack today. Use promo code Pepsi when you call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. 1-800-745-3000. Or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
First, we redefined service and selection. Now, we're redefining taking off. Airport Acura is now the fastest-growing Acura dealer in Ohio, and we've done it by taking service and selection to new heights. Right now, get a brand-new 2010 Acura TL with navigation for just $399 a month. So test drive a new Acura today, or bring in your current Acura for servicing and discover how service and selection have really taken off at Airport Acura. Visit airportacura.com for more details.
I don't know. Maybe you're one of those individuals who doesn't want to save money on car insurance. Maybe you're an alien from another planet. Maybe on your world, the words saving and money have no meaning. Well, I feel sorry for you. But around here, if you want to save money on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. Just like 4 million humans switched to GEICO last year. Welcome to planet Earth.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Ode to the Subway $5 foot-long everyday value menu. During these budget-crunching, belt-tightening times when it costs an arm and a leg just to keep your tank half full, and we're not talking the 71 Gremlin in the driveway, Subway restaurants are offering taste-tempting, takes-both-hands-to-eat-them regular foot-longs from our everyday value menu for only $5 each. And that's a recovery package guaranteed to keep your engine running on wow, I'm really full for many, many mouth-watering miles down the road. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time offer at participating locations. See store for details.
Come on in, Stan. The game is on.
What's with all the balloons?
I'm still celebrating the Brownies' big wins this season.
Oh, yeah, those were some huge victories. Hey, I heard there's another celebration in town.
Oh, yeah? Where?
The Ford year-end celebration.
So what are they celebrating?
The best deals of the year on our favorite brand.
Get to the Ford year-end celebration at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer. Official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Give me that balloon. I'll show you how I celebrate.
Here we go, Brownie. Here we go.
You are an airhead.
The Browns are now accepting deposits for new 2011 season tickets. Place your deposit and receive first choice of available seating locations. Enjoy the same great seats for every home game. Flexible payment options, personalized service, all at a significant savings over single game ticket prices. Choose from multiple categories, including the AT&T Club Level and the Dog Pound. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS. Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
And welcome, Bob France in for Mike Snyder tonight for Browns Primetime here at Panini's at West Park at Cam's Corners, 17209 Lorraine Road in Cleveland. Come on out and see us. Meet Alex Mack. Big line of fans here getting autographs from the Browns center, second-year center. And Alex, very good to have you on Browns Primetime. Thanks for coming back.
Great to be here. I mean, it's a fun opportunity just to talk to the fans, get everyone to know my perspective on things.
And I know there's a number of questions you probably would rather not have to answer, and I've already heard a couple of them asked of you. I'll try to avoid those as much as possible while still covering all the ground we need to cover. Alex, let's go back to yesterday now, and if you can try to put into words how it felt after this one, after the second straight, you know, tough loss to a team that, you know, a lot of people, most of us expected you to win. I'm sure the word disappointing doesn't even begin to cover how you guys felt yesterday.
I think disappointment's a good place to start, though. Really let down. I mean, I think we left some plays on the field, some opportunities, and I really think we could have played a better game.
Some observers and analysts and people who call the talk shows and some who host the talk shows say it looked like for the second straight game the Browns got out-physical. Now, I know that's not something a lineman likes to hear. You guys take pride in pushing other guys around. Carson Palmer was almost giddy. He said after the first quarter they knew with their offensive line they could push the Browns' defensive line around. Do you feel like offensively, defensively, that maybe the physicality wasn't there?
That's another tough question.
I know it is, but when you hear an opposing quarterback saying we knew we could push them around, that's saying, you know what, we're more physical than they are.
I mean, that's something to talk to a defender about.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
Offensive linemen, that's definitely not what we want to hear. I mean, we want to be able to run the ball, we want to be able to protect the passer, we want to push them around, and we want to be physical. And that's something I don't think we had the full opportunity as an offense to do. I mean, I think we weren't on the field quite enough. We didn't get those drives started and finished quite how we wanted to. So that was disappointing.
Let's talk about the physical part on your side of the ball then. I think Peyton, you know, has had just a tremendous year. It was around 59 yards yesterday, so a little bit below, actually a lot below. You'd like to get him over 100 yards, what he had been able to do. And especially on the goal line. You know, he had that first drive in the Buffalo game and got down, first and goal from about the one and couldn't quite ram it home. And then yesterday it was the same kind of thing, in the latter part of the game. And you had to kick the field goal when you were down 9. That's when physicality really wins out. Did you feel like, you know, there's just, you had to settle for field goals both times? Is something that you couldn't quite do in those situations?
Actually, I think we actually ran the ball pretty effectively. I mean, if you look at his yards per carry, he had like 4.5, 4.2, somewhere around there. And I think we did a good job of running the ball when we got those opportunities. And they made a real good play, third and short on the goal line, not being able to get there. I wanted to go for it. I mean, but
we all did.
on the same hand, though, you want to get those points. There's a lot of time on the clock. You need to. As offensive lineman, though, you always want to have that attitude. I mean, like, if we had another shot, we could make it. I mean, they made a good play. And they had a guy get some penetration,
right,
kind of tripped up a little bit. I mean, it was there. Sometimes they get lucky. I mean,
with it, no, you're right. Sometimes you have to credit the defense. They make a play as much as you want to make a play. You want your big bruising running back to make a play. Let's talk about the running game then. You said the yards per carry was good. Okay, but yet the total wasn't much. Maybe they went away from it. And I know you don't question the play calling, but did you feel like maybe you could have and should have run the ball more than you did?
I think it was there. I also think the pass was there. I think we did a good job passing the ball. I mean, we had some Robiski had a great catch and a touchdown. I mean, we had some guys make some good plays in the pass game. And those are some of the things where you get good chunks passing the ball. Running the ball, we just needed to have more opportunities to do it. I mean, we had a good yards per carry. We only ran the ball, I think, 14 times. And if we just had more chances, we would have been able to run the ball more. We would have been able to pass the ball more. And you just... The game came down to not having the opportunities and not taking advantage of the few we had.
Well, you know, that's a great point. Alex Mack is our guest here on Browns Primetime at Panini's West Park here in Cam's Corners. 36-24 was the time of possession against Buffalo. Yesterday it was even worse. It was 38-22. That's what you're talking about when you said we didn't have enough opportunities. We needed to be on the field longer. But, of course, that kind of translates into converting more third downs and extending drives.
Exactly. I mean, the defense needs to make turnovers, stop on third down, get us the ball back. We need to get the ball and keep drives going, keep doing that. I think we did a decent job of having some extended drives. I mean, I think we only had one or two, three and outs, which is you don't want. But we did a good job of doing a couple drives, but we need to extend that just a little bit more. Give the defense a little more time to rest, be able to really score more points on every drive we have.
Yeah, and I think you just hit the nail on the head too, Alex, you know, giving the defense a chance to rest. Of course, they can create their own rest by getting off the field, you know, and stopping somebody on third down. But like I said, when you talk about those time of possession numbers and the huge disparity in both of the last 2 weeks, they're going to get tired, especially you get into the second half, you get into the fourth quarter, they're going to get tired. So it's a collaborative effort, you holding the ball longer, giving them a break, and them of course making a play.
Exactly. I mean, so he said it perfectly.
So what's the key to doing that then? Because, you know, like you said, if you're running the ball, you know, relatively effectively, you felt like the passing game was there too, but yet we're still not a lot of three and outs, but still not a lot of extended drives.
It's just about making them little plays. I mean, every drive, if defense makes a tackle on a third down or stops or breaks up a pass, drives over, we get the ball. And then on a third down for us, we make that conversion, we have three more plays extending. I mean, just little plays is all the difference it makes.
Do you think I don't want to get you in trouble here when I ask you this because you're not the offense coordinator. Do you feel like the offense has become a little more conservative the last couple of weeks, let's say, than it was when it was being, you know, everything was coming out of the bag, you know, against, you know, some of the other teams like the Saints and the Patriots and the Jets? It seemed like it was more of a wide open kind of offense. Has it kind of closed back up a little bit, in your opinion?
Not necessarily. I think we've done a couple of things and try to mix things up. I mean, we had that one touchdown pass to Robert Roy.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that formation in a minute.
Yeah, and so we keep doing some interesting things, and it really just comes down to making plays, making sure everyone's on the right guy and getting everything. We had a couple runs where we got 5 yards of movement, did a good job, 5 yards, but somebody was a little out of place or something, and that 5 yard run could become an 8 or a 10 or a 15. You know,
right.
Some of those makes it a lot easier for the offensive coordinator to call runs.
Let's talk about the touchdown to Robert Royal, because that was something I have never seen before. You had two tackles, both split out wide. They were on the line of scrimmage, but it was unlike anything I'd ever seen, and I think it probably the defense either, and they're like suddenly Robert Royal streaking down into the end zone and catching a touchdown pass. Is that new? Was that just put in this week, or is that something you've had in the bag a while?
We've had it in the bag for a little while. I mean, we've practiced it a bunch of different times, and we just never really called it, never had the opportunity where we felt we wanted to run that play. One thing that's really interesting is that watching the replay on film, they were running everywhere. They didn't have any idea how to cover it.
Right.
Guys running back and forth, they're yelling at each other, so it was pretty entertaining to watch that replay.
Now, was that Coach Dayball's baby, or who created that one?
I think it was Dayball, yeah.
Yeah? Because he likes to do, you know, it's interesting. He's taking a lot of heat right now, too, like I said, for play calling and a lot, well, the whole coaching staff is, and we can talk a little bit about that because the whole city's talking about it. But he isn't. I'm sure you're not. The whole city outside of Berea maybe is. But you know, he's the guy that's got to, you know, make those decisions on what to do as far as converting third downs and calling the right play to extend drives and that sort of thing. You guys are comfortable? Do you feel like every time you break the huddle, yep, this is the play, this is what we want to do, this is what we have to do?
That's the benefit of being just a player. I mean, I don't really have to worry about that. I mean, we want to hear, I mean, as an offensive lineman, we want to get run plays. But whenever there's a pass called and they catch it for 15 yards, it's like, great call. You know,
right.
Good job, good play, you know. So
there's got to be times when you feel like, I am dominating this guy in front of me. I'm driving him 6 yards off the ball every time. Run behind me. Let's go. Let's go. You know, strap it up and let's go.
That's what we want to do. I mean, and that's one of those things is where you want to run the ball more and more because you get better at running the play. So during the game, we had a run where they lined up in something a little funky. And we got it done. It wasn't perfect, though. And if we just ran that play like 4 more times, we'd have really 4 great plays, you know. And so that's our thinking as offensive linemen. Like, oh, we could get it done. I mean, we're always optimistic about
every lineman feels that way, too. But sometimes it's true. Sometimes you really are just, you know, moving guys off of the ball and you just want to ram it down their throats, and that makes you feel good. I'm going to ask you in a more general sense, Alex. Alex Mack is our guest here on Browns Primetime. You look back at 14 games, you got two to go. You look back at 14 games, and you look at peaks and valleys, and some of the peaks are just amazing. We mentioned New Orleans and New England and, you know, two game winning streaks and these sorts of things. And then you look at the valleys of Buffalo and Cincinnati. How do you feel when you think, man, we beat an 11-2 New England Patriots team, and we beat the daylights out of them, 34-14, and then we went out there and couldn't finish against a 2-1 team? How do you feel about the season as a whole to date through 14 games when you have such opposites?
I mean, looking back on the year, I mean, it's not over yet, and so we have two good teams to play, and so we got some peaks to get get up for and to play. But looking back, early in the season, we had a lot of real close games, a couple different plays, a couple different things. We have wins. And that's kind of the whole season. I mean, but that's kind of the whole season for everybody. I mean, rarely are games just a blowout. It always comes down to a pretty tight score, especially in this league. It's not easy. And so it's about making those little plays, putting together good games, and getting things done.
Some people have said the Browns have played up to their competition and down to it. You know, that's how you beat those defending champions and teams like that. And then you get into these a couple of other games and squeaking by Carolina, those sort of things, you played down to it. Do you approach teams differently based on their records?
You shouldn't. I mean, because everyone's good, and so you should always play everyone as a good team. And it's true. Everyone is good. I mean, the Bengals had a good defense. I mean, they had some great corners, some good middle linebackers, the defensive line, great pass rushers. I mean, they're no slouch of a team. They just had a really kind of a lot of their games were real close, and so they had a really bad record, but they played well against lots of teams.
Yeah, it's hard to you know, think about the fact that last year they were undefeated in the conference in the division and won the division and had one of the best defenses in the league. Alex Mack is our guest as we continue here from Panini's in West Park at Cam's Corners. Alex is going to be signing some more autographs for Browns fans here and talking more with us about the next two games. Now we've looked back, now we'll look ahead to Baltimore and Pittsburgh. That's when we continue on Browns Primetime, presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio. Or save on Liberty's best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, and get 0% financing for 60 months. Or better yet, lease a well-equipped Escape XLT for only $229 a month. $229 a month. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
Hey, Browns fans. The K&D Group invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of the three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668, downtown's newest luxury address, presenting the Zinc Bistro Bar and Bakery. Reserve Square featuring the Embassy Suites Hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge, offering amazing views and the Ponte Vecchio restaurant. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything K&D has to offer at thekdgroup.com.
Toyota-thon is back. Now through January 3rd, qualified lessees can get a new 2011 Camry with zero down payment, zero security deposit, and zero first payment. Lease a new 2011 Camry LE, now for just $249 a month for 36 months with zero due. Tax, title, and license extra, subject to approved credit through TFS. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
Browns fans, join the movement for an active generation. The Cleveland Browns Play 60 program, presented by GlaxoSmithKline, challenges you to dedicate 60 minutes a day to physical activity. By doing so, you can be a part of the most active and healthy generation. To learn more about how you can play 60, visit clevelandbrowns.com. Cleveland Browns Play 60 is presented by GlaxoSmithKline in association with Cleveland Clinic, Medical Mutual of Ohio, and American Dairy Association Mideast, and fuel up to Play 60.
It's our big year-end sale, and here's what you can expect from Serpentini in Strongsville. With 15 acres of cars, great lease terms and pricing, credit approval in 30 minutes or less, and the lowest prices of the year, you'll want one of these deals now. Lease an all-new Cruise for only $179 a month or a new Malibu for just $197 a month, both for just 39 months. That's Serpentini Chevrolet in Strongsville, Ohio's number one Chevy store. American and proud of it.
Recognize that sound? That's your heart racing when law enforcement catches you for drunk driving. Truth is, it's happening more and more these days. Cops are cracking down all across America. If you drive drunk, it's more likely than ever you will get caught and you will be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. And maybe you could avoid feeling like this. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
John St. Clair goes out wide with two other receivers to the right. Joe Thomas out wide with three receivers to the left. McCoy pump fake, throwing for Robert Royal. End zone, he's got it! Touchdown!
Well, he doesn't catch them all, but he caught a big one there.
Beautiful catch out in the left corner of the end zone. The formation again. St. Clair with two receivers out wide to the right. Joe Thomas with two receivers, one of them Royal to the left, and McCoy hit him, and the Browns go right down and in and score with Colt McCoy throwing some big, big passes.
Back to Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
Deacon's just jealous they never asked him to split out like that back in his playing days. Bob France in for Mike Snyder. We are live at Panini's in West Park. That drive was the opening drive of the ball game yesterday down in Cincinnati for the Browns. And it is the drive of the game brought to you by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. We are live here on Browns Primetime at Panini's Cam's Corners West Park, 17209 Lorraine Avenue, located right in the heart of the Cam's Corners Entertainment District. Alex Mack is my guest here at Panini's. And Alex, Colt McCoy, it was a great throw on that game, on that particular touchdown catch, and he had another one later on to Brian Robeski. He's playing very good, especially coming off of a four-game absence with that sprained ankle. How does the Browns' offense function differently, if at all, in your mind, when you have Colt taking the snaps as opposed to Jake or even as opposed to Seneca? Do you notice a big difference, and if so, what is
it? I know Colt's a bit more mobile than Jake was, so we usually like to get him on a couple of nakeds and boots and screens and get him moving around in the field. And so that's something we try to do with Colt in the backfield.
Talk about his moxie. And I don't even know if you can define moxie, but people talk about the kind of a poise that he has and the kind of way he carries himself. Unlike a lot of rookies, you know, especially untested. I mean, he came in against the Steelers in that first game and performed like he had been in there all his life and has continued to play very, very well. That's rare in a young kid.
Colt's done a very good job of stepping up and start trying to be that leader. I mean, he's a young guy, and he already is up there breaking huddles,
He really commands the respect of the huddle, doesn't he? I mean, you guys don't feel like you're listening to some young rookie there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he does a good job. He wants to be a leader. He wants to win. I mean, he's really used to winning from Texas. He has that attitude, and he gets really excited and fired up on the sideline sometimes. But, I mean, he wants to win. You can just see it in him.
You know, I'm sitting here talking to you about this young rookie and how he's handling things like you're some sort of 15-year veteran. You're only in your second year, too. You went through this starting last year as a rookie, your first time out. Talk about the learning curve and the progression you feel like you've had and undergone from your rookie year to this, your second year.
Starting the second year felt a whole lot more comfortable than starting the first year. I mean, know what to expect, know how long the season is, just being a lot more prepared for what it is expected at this level. And then starting from that point and just trying to improve every game for my own play, really is, I think I've ended up in a good spot.
Now, you're not in a very good spot this Sunday because your spot is right across from Haloti Ngata, who is a lot of people are saying is the best defensive lineman in football right now, from the inside or the outside. He has had a tremendous season, and that's your challenge this week.
Yeah, he's a really good player, and he plays all over the Ravens' defense, and he'll play end and the nose and breaking in a three technique and then the shade, and so he's all over the field, and they really like to use him because he's a real good player. I mean, he's big, he moves well, I mean, he's powerful, and so that's going to be a good challenge with the Ravens.
Do you approach it any differently when you know you're going up against kind of an all-pro or Pro Bowl caliber guy like that, or is your preparation just standard week in and week out? I do things the same way, I prepare mentally the same way.
It's pretty much the same preparation no matter who, because whoever you're lined up against, they're all good, or else they wouldn't be out there.
True.
So everyone you have to prepare for a certain way, you just prepare for each guy differently because they're all different players. So you'll watch film and you'll see and notice what things he's good at and what kind of how you have to play against him to be successful.
Now, the plus side, at least for me going into this game against Baltimore and trying to snap this two-game losing streak now against a playoff-bound, very likely Baltimore team may win this division, is the first time around. You were able to ram the ball at what used to be just a rock-solid, you can't run the ball against a Ray Lewis Ravens defense, but I think Peyton had 131 the first time around. As a team, it was around 160. Do you feel like, as you look back from that first game, that you can do that again?
I think it's something we need to prepare for, and we know that they're going to prepare for the same thing. So it's going to be a whole new game because it's a lot later in the season, and really have to approach every game as it's a whole new thing. And we can't go walking in there thinking that we did this last time, we can do it again, like no problem. We worked really hard last time. We were really excited to come out and try to attack this really good defense.
How important is it to get out there and win, not only this week but next week. I mean, you know, they're AFC North rivals. They're obviously the city of Cleveland, the franchise's two biggest rivals, the Ravens and the Steelers, especially considering the negative turn that has been taken in the last couple of weeks in those close losses. How big is this?
I think it's real big because it's ending the season. I mean, I don't want to spend the offseason regretting anything. And so coming into this game, it's about playing at home, finishing the year for the division games. I mean, we want to do it for the fans. We want to do it for ourselves. I mean, we want to win.
You know, Alex Mack is our guest here on Browns Primetime at Panini's in West Park. We talked about this at the very, very beginning, and I know you've already answered a couple of questions off the air about it. But it's the big, pink elephant in the room. Your head coach's job status is in question by the media. I know you guys aren't talking about this in the locker room. It's not your job. But the media and the fans are all talking about whether or not we're going to have another change at the head coaching position. Do you feel like there's extra motivation to go out there and get these next two games to take some of the pressure off of that guy and get that kind of stuff, put aside so that you can move forward?
No matter what, we want to win. I mean, it's a matter of just pride, of not laying down and just giving up. I mean, we want to win games. We want to play hard. And the coaching staff, that's not up to us. I mean, it's above our heads. We're just here to play, and we support our coaches, and we want to win games, and that's the key.
Yeah, and I can appreciate and respect that, and I'm sure to a man, every guy in that locker room says we want to win every game for all the right reasons. But again, there's an extraordinary amount of pressure on him now, and questions about what is going to happen. You guys kind of can control it, though. You love your coaches. You love playing for your coaches. You can kind of help your coaches by closing out games like these last couple, and certainly now in these last two. So, is there any extra extra push there for that?
I think if we went out the season, it makes the upper office's job a little harder to choose whether or not they keep or get rid of the coach. But again, to us, it's not up to us. It's not. I mean, no one's going to give up games just to, spite a coach. I mean, no team will do that because you are also on the field. I mean, you are, as a player, also being judged, and you want to show good film because it's a business, and if you don't perform, you're out.
That's right. Everybody's got their own self to take care of. That's very true. There's a saying in the NFL that you are what your record says you are. You're as good as your record says you are. Now, this team won five games last year. You've got five wins this year with still two to play. I think a lot of us feel like this team's better than that, though. Do you feel like this is a five-win team, or do you feel like there's that's not quite reflective of how good you've gotten?
I mean, I don't think we need a vote of hands of the room to decide if we were better this year or last year. I think it's easy to see that we've been playing a lot better football this year. I think we've been in a lot more games. We've beaten some really good opponents, and we've had a better season, without a doubt. Even though our records right now are the same with the wins, you can see us. We have improved upon ourselves. We've done a better job. We've been in more games. We've been more productive in the defense, in the offense. And so we've really have done a better job. And it comes down to wins. I mean, 30 years from now, when you look at the record books, it looks the same in wins or losses. But we have had a better year.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I think you're right. You don't need a vote of hands. I think everybody who's watched this team play 14 games knows it's better. But again, like I said, it's tempting to take that simplistic route and say, yeah, your record is what. You may have lost a couple of close games you should have won. Maybe you won a couple of close games you should have lost. And eventually, everything balances out. But I feel like this is a much better football team, and you need to win these next two to really kind of put a stamp on that and say progress from year one to year two to year three. This is what makes us a Super Bowl contender.
Exactly. I mean, that's another thing you want to do is you want to win games. You want to have more wins and losses than you did the year before, and you just want to build year to year to year and have a better team all the time.
That four-game winning streak last year, a lot of people believe, saved Eric Mangini's job. Mike Holmgren came in and said, boy, that was really a nice turnaround and a strong finish. And now you've got, it's the last quarter of the season. It's two gone already now with Buffalo and Cincinnati. Do you feel like, a two-game winning streak here could do the same thing? Not for your coach, but I'm just talking about just that positive momentum moving in, a seven-win season going into the offseason. That's the step.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have two great division opponents that are really in the playoffs, I think. And it's a matter of we have to step up our game, play really up a level, and see if we can put together a good game and finish out the season the right way.
I know you've got to focus on the Ravens first before you get to the Steelers, but obviously you've played them both, and you know them so very well. Can you compare those two teams? You know, both rock solid defenses. Your two remaining opponents, and both like to run the football. They're similar in a lot of ways. Can you talk about the challenges that each of them present for you in your final two ball games?
That's kind of a tough. I mean, it's been a while since I played either team, and really, you focus so much in every game, every week, that you kind of forget what you did the weeks before. I mean, we played the Steelers in Baltimore a really long time ago, but, I mean, easy off the top of your head, you know you have two great defenses, mm-hmm. you have different great personnel in each spots, and it's going to be a challenge. I mean, as an offense to play good against these teams, you're going to have to be on point.
You know, there's a term, spoiler. You know, obviously the Browns are not going to the playoffs. Both of these teams are. The Steelers, actually, even though they lost yesterday, clinched a playoff spot. The Ravens are trying to do the same thing. You take a bite out of them, that's got to, you know, it's got to feel good not only to get a win for yourself, but to take one of your arch rivals like that and maybe knock them out of the playoffs. That's that would be a great feather in the cap, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to play well. You want to... I mean, it sounds bad, but you definitely want to spoil someone else's good time with your own fun.
Yeah. Maybe hatred is too strong of a word, but I don't have time to think of another one right now. Is there hatred on the field when you get out there against teams like that? Do you feel, because you're a second-year guy, and you know the history between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and certainly because of who the Ravens are and where they came from, which is right here, is there an extra air of just real, you know... Again, I'll have to say hatred because I can't think of another one when you face them as opposed to when you play the Cardinals or the Dolphins or anybody else.
I'd say added respect. I mean, I think there's a higher level of knowing you have a good opponent here that plays to a very top level, and to know that you have to be on top of your game to really respect them and their ability to play well, and to know that you have to play equally as aggressive, equally as good.
Do you feel like they feel the same way? Do they have that same respect for Cleveland?
We want them to. I think the past couple of games when we really showed off we could run the ball well, I think we showed that we are something to contend with.
I think they respected you after that game that first time around in the third week. There's no question about that. All right, Alex Mack is with us here at Panini's in West Park at Cam's Corner. He's got a lot of autographs still to sign. Alex, thank you so much. As much as a pleasure talking to you, as it always is. I think we'll get a lot more respect to go out there and smack the Ravens in the mouth on Sunday, get us a win, and make us all feel good.
I agree.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks very much, Alex. Alex Mack, everybody. Give Alex Mack a big hand. We appreciate the Browns' second-year center and all that he has done, and hopefully will do in the next couple of weeks. We still have more time for you here on Browns Prime Time at Panini's in West Park. Coming up, we are going to have Browns highlights from yesterday's game. We're also going to hear from Eric Mangini, who is indeed embattled, to say the least. A lot of controversy, a lot of discussions. He talked about the Browns and the state of the Browns with the media today in Berea. We'll have that for you when we continue as well. You are listening to Browns Prime Time, presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, right here on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Right now, get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio, or get the best lease of the year on our fuel-efficient lineup with Fusion for only $169 a month, and the all-new Fiesta for just $129 a month. $169 on a Fusion, $129 on a Fiesta. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
Where do futures begin? They begin at Cuyahoga Community College. Tri-C offers more than 70 passion-focused career programs, from healthcare to culinary arts, public safety to creative arts. Visit tri-c.edu to learn more about the many affordable degrees that can lead to a job you love. Enroll now at tri-c.edu. Tri-C, where futures begin.
You never know who you'll see at Toyotathon. It's our biggest event of the year with big cash back savings direct from Toyota, including $1,000 cash back on a new 2010 Corolla, Prius, or any new 2011 Camry, including Camry Hybrid. Or get $2,500 cash back on any new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com. Don't miss Toyotathon, now through January 3rd.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
Everybody loves a discount, and Grange Insurance offers dozens of them. Good student discounts, defensive driver discounts, home ownership discounts, multi-vehicle discounts, life insurance multi-policy discounts.
Let the Hoffman Group, your Grange independent agent, walk you through all of the Grange discounts you may be eligible for. The Hoffman Group can help you save money while you enjoy the worry-free experience of coverage with Grange. Call the Hoffman Group at 800-826-4006.
Products not available in all states.
It's our big year-end sale, and here's what you can expect from Serpentini in Strongsville. With 15 acres of cars, great lease terms and pricing, credit approval in 30 minutes or less, and the lowest prices of the year, you'll want one of these deals now. We have truckloads of new Equinox and Traverses in stock. Lease a new Equinox for only $259 a month. That's right, $259 a month. That's Serpentini Chevrolet in Strongsville, Ohio's number one Chevy store. American and proud of it.
Shelley Sanders here for Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Let me ask you, are you looking for a lease for under $400 a month? Think about a C300 for $369 a month, then think Bedford. Or are you thinking about the best-selling GLK 350? Think about it for $479 a month, then think Bedford. If you're thinking Mercedes-Benz, you need to think Bedford. MercedesBedford.com in the heart of the Bedford Auto Mile.
C300 4MATIC lease, $359 a month for 27 months, $34.45 down. GLK 350 4MATIC lease, $479 a month for 36 months, $42.73 down. See dealer for details.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS. Back to Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park and Browns Prime Time on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
And Bob Franson for Mike Snyder here from Panini's. We appreciate you listening tonight all along the Browns Radio Network. And, of course, those who came out here. And Alex Mack, so kind to sign autographs for everybody waiting. Game highlights now from yesterday's loss to the Cincinnati Bengals, brought to you by your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers.
McCoy, pump fake, throwing for Robert Royal. End zone, he's got it! Touchdown!
Well, he doesn't catch them all, but he caught a big one there.
Benson and Presley in the offset eye. Palmer gives the ball. Benson runs. He's to the 15, outside left 10, 5, and he goes right in for a touchdown, untouched. Second and 5 at the Bengal 31. He's in the gun. He waits for the snap. He's got the ball looking left. Now he's in trouble. Now he gets hit. Now he got sacked, and it's a big one all the way back to the 39-yard line. Second down and 9. McCoy up in the pocket. Got to get away. Rights himself. Got to get away again. Not that time. They got him. Clark Harris to snap. Huber holds. Snap back. Ball down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And now it's a two-score game. It's third down and inches. And near the Bengal 4-yard line, the Browns down 16-7. Here's McCoy on third down and inches. He's going to take the ball, give it to Hillis. He got hit. He drives. I don't know if he got there, Doug. He's back at the 5-yard line. He's short. It's fourth down. Benson back in the backfield. Palmer, play action fake. A throwback screen. Caldwell got it. 30, 35, 40. He's to the 50. He's to the 40, 35, 25. And T.J. Ward took him out of bounds. A big, big screen pass from their own 45-yard line. Down by 9. McCoy shotgun. He's got the snap. He's back. He got hit. And they got him. Dunlap got him again. Back at the 38-yard line. 7-yard loss on the sack. 2:25 left to go. First and 10. He's got the snap. Here's McCoy angling, throwing left sideline. Rubisky up in the air. He caught it at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Brian Rubisky. Palmer making sure that it winds down, takes the snap at 1 and takes a knee. And that's it. They don't have to run another play as it would come up on fourth down. But the Bengals' 10-game streak will come to an end at the expense of the Cleveland Browns.
And that one was tough to take, no doubt about it. You could just feel the pain for Eric Mangini standing on the sidelines, taking off the headphones, and unfortunately being unable to stop the clock as Carson Palmer kneeled down 3 times and ended that ball game from Cincinnati. The Browns lose and fall to 5-9 with the Ravens and the Steelers still to come. What does that mean for the future of head coach Eric Mangini? A lot of us didn't want it to come back. I think all of us didn't want it to come down to these last two games, but according to many, that's exactly what's happening. And we're going to hear from the Browns head coach as he addressed the media earlier today. That is coming up next when Browns Primetime continues We are listening to we are live at Panini's, I should say, right here in West Park, Cam's Corners. Browns Primetime presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and you're live on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Oh, man, it feels good to have those big wins under our belts.
Yeah, the Browns are running like a well-oiled machine.
Kind of like my Ford Fusion.
Huh?
With the Works package?
What Works?
The Works Fuel Saver package. Motorcraft Premium Oil Change, new filter, rotate tires, check air filters, you know, the Works.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
So, would you say the Works works?
Just as hard as our brownies.
Like a well-oiled machine.
You can say that again.
Proud to stand on our own, proud to be homegrown. A familiar face and a name you know. Come on, we know you, we know your needs. We know what being a neighbor means. Can you hear that? Fueling the American spirit. No matter when, no matter where, Marathon will take you there.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Browns fans, the Baltimore Ravens visit Cleveland on Sunday, December 26th. Don't miss your chance to see the divisional battle between the Browns and Ravens at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Be there. Great seats are available with prices starting as low as $35. To get your tickets to see the Browns take on the Ravens, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. That's 1-800-745-3000 or ClevelandBrowns.com.
Blazingly fast. Fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or verizonwireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Come on in, Stan. The game is on.
What's with all the balloons?
I'm still celebrating the Brownies' big wins this season.
Oh, yeah, those were some huge victories. Hey, I heard there's another celebration in town.
Oh, yeah? Where?
The Ford year-end celebration.
So what are they celebrating?
The best deals of the year on our favorite brand.
Get to the Ford year-end celebration at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Give me that balloon. I'll show you how I celebrate.
Here we go, Brownie. Here we go.
You are an airhead.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football. 100.7 WMMS. Back to Panini's, Cam's Corner in West Park, and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
Bob France in for Mike Snyder on Browns Primetime. Tough game yesterday as the Browns lose their second straight to a team with just two wins. And everybody wants an explanation from head coach Eric Mangini, and everybody wants to know what the future holds for the Browns coach. Nobody really knows that except for the Browns front office, but Eric Mangini addressed the media on almost all of those issues a little bit earlier today. Let's listen in now to Eric Mangini after the Browns' second straight loss.
Good afternoon, everybody. The two areas where we need to obviously improve is the ability to consistently run the ball and the ability to consistently stop the run. And then next thing is third down conversions offensively and defensively, and both those things now are contributing to the huge swings in time of possession. I think in both areas there's technique things that can be a lot better, a lot more consistent in terms of the reads, the fits, things like that, and they're correctable. And what we were looking for today from the tape is to watch it and watch it with honesty and understand where each person could improve, where we could improve collectively, and then come back on Wednesday and make sure those things are addressed and addressed in a very effective way. Another thing, I know Neil had mentioned that Someone said that I was calling the defensive plays, and I wasn't. I wouldn't do that to Rob. I have a ton of faith in Rob. So just wanted to clear that up as well. So that I'll turn over to you.
How hard is it to get the team to make corrections, Eric, when at a point of the season like this?
Well, it depends on what kind of team you have, Jeff, and we have a good group of guys. We have a group of guys that, and this is another thing that I talked about with the team. The reason they're all in the room is because of who they are, and when you have good people, whether you're dealing with success or dealing with adversity, good people look at how they can improve in both of those situations. And regardless of what point it is in the season or any of the external things related to the season or performance or whatever the case may be, people like that look to see, okay, how can I improve? And then how can I help the team improve? So we have a good group of guys, and I expect that when we come back on Wednesday and put the plan in, that they'll be ready to work. And we've got a great opportunity in the next 2 weeks against the two best teams in the division to go out and play them and play them well.
You know, Eric, last year you won 11 and then figured out a way to win those last four games. And this year you're playing better, and that kind of has gone south a little bit the last couple weeks. Can you explain what the biggest difference is and how disappointing that you weren't able to have another strong finish?
Well, we're not finished here. I mean, there's two games left. I think that each game is different. Each game is tough in its own way, and there's certain things that you have to do to win each one of those games. And I was one of the things I was pleased with in the game is that we're able to score that touchdown late in the game and have put ourselves in position for the onside kick, and then also have an opportunity to stop them. And if we had stopped them, we would have gotten the ball back and had a chance to win the game, down by two at that point. And I think that shows character as well.
Did you talk to Mike about yesterday or the last 2 weeks as a whole?
I haven't talked to Mike today. No, today's really been spent. And typically, you look at the tape, I'll meet with the coaching staff. Tom and I will meet with the doctors to get updates on injuries, things like that. And then the coaches meet with the players. So, and then I'm here.
He promised to assess everything in its entirety at the end of the season. How do you hope he looks at these past 2 weeks? Is this a blip, or is this indicative of a team that's maybe not quite turned the corner yet?
I think it's indicative of the step that we've been at here, and we're trying to take, which is to be able to win consistently. And 2 weeks ago, we'd won two games in a row. So different points in the season, different things have happened, and when you do look at something in its entirety, you don't just look at it based on what has happened in the most recent past. You look at, I'd assume you look at it at that way. But that's how I evaluated or expected to be evaluated.
Talk a little bit about, I would assume that perhaps you felt that it wasn't really even too conceivable that you guys would be going regressing in your run defense to this extent this late in the season. I mean, did you think were you just kind of assuming that things were going well with your run defense, and how much of a surprise is it that what's happened the last couple of weeks with it?
Well, I think what happens is when you don't convert a lot on third down offensively, the defense is on the field a lot, and when you're not doing a good job of converting consistently defensively, the drives extend, and the volume of runs increase dramatically, and that's really been the case. And improving those two areas, I'd say third down particularly, you're going to see swings. That being said, if we improve our technique and have the fits that we should have, those runs aren't going to be as effective as they have been. It just shouldn't work that way.
All right, there's Browns head coach Eric Mangini talking about the difficulties that they did indeed have in stopping the run with Cedric Benson yesterday, which was key in the Browns' 19-17 loss to the Bengals. But as he said, we're not finished yet, and that is true. The Baltimore Ravens on Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium and then the Pittsburgh Steelers to wrap up the season in early January. There's still a good opportunity for the Browns to finish this season strong. You're listening to Browns Prime Time. We appreciate you joining us here. This is brought to you by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Right now, get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio. Or get the best lease of the year on F-150 and pay only $339 a month for a well-equipped 4x4 Super Crew with Chrome Package. $339 a month on an F-150 4x4 Super Crew. Huge selection, guarantee financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
Hey Browns fans, the K&D Group invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of the three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668, downtown's newest luxury address, presenting the Zinc Bistro Bar and Bakery. Reserve Square featuring the Embassy Suites Hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge, offering amazing views and the Ponte Vecchio restaurant. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything K&D has to offer at thekdgroup.com.
Toyota-thon is back. Now through January 3rd, qualified lessees can get a new 2011 Camry with zero down payment, zero security deposit, and zero first payment. Lease a new 2011 Camry LE, now for just $249 a month for 36 months with zero due. Tax, title, and license extra, subject to approved credit through TFS. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
Everybody loves a discount, and Grange Insurance offers dozens of them. Good student discounts, defensive driver discounts, home ownership discounts, multi-vehicle discounts, life insurance multi-policy.
Let the Hoffman Group, your Grange independent agent, walk you through all of the Grange discounts you may be eligible for. The Hoffman Group can help you save money while you enjoy the worry-free experience of coverage with Grange. Call the Hoffman Group at 800-826-4006.
Products not available in all states.
A car company will often talk about its vehicle's performance, but what of its own performance? How has that car company conducted itself over the last 120 years? Has it been faithful to the words echoed by its founder, the best or nothing? Car companies also speak of their vehicle's control. At Mercedes-Benz, we also practice control to resist the urge to compromise. One test drive behind the wheel of the C300 Sport Sedan and you will know exactly where Mercedes-Benz stands on performance and control. The 2011 C300 Sport Sedan is available at 1.9% APR for 24 to 36 months. Or lease one for just $349 a month for 27 months with $2,607 due at signing. The best or nothing. That is what drives us.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial or participating dealers through September 30, 2010. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
For a test drive, visit your local Northeast Ohio Mercedes-Benz dealer or neohiomercedes.com.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS. Back to Panini's, Cam's Corner in West Park, and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
And Bob Franson for Mike Snyder. We are wrapping it up here from Panini's in West Park. I want to say thanks again to all of the folks here at Panini's. Great staff, and obviously all the Browns fans that came out here to see Alex Mack. Thanks to Alex for talking about, well, what's been a tough couple of weeks for the Cleveland Browns. Losses to the Bills and to the Bengals on the road. But you turn that right back around and you finish the season strong, hopefully with wins over the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers at home starting this Sunday. Also, I want to remind you that this Sunday you can catch the Browns Countdown to Kickoff program not only on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, but also on clevelandbrowns.com. That's right. You can listen right through your computer if you want to check in with clevelandbrowns.com. Eric Mangini talked to the media today, and the speculation is going to continue to run rampant all week long. And Well, it'll be very interesting to see what the Browns do. They want to go ahead and continue to build on what they have started, and finishing strong against the Ravens Steelers would go a long way toward doing that. Thank you once again for listening to Browns Primetime. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Primetime has been brought to you by Liberty Auto Group, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote. Cleveland's Rock Station, 100.7 WMMS. Cleveland.